WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Many people have already hit the road for the holiday weekend travel.
So where are people going? Well, domestically, it's places like Orlando and Las Vegas, San Diego and Boston. Internationally, some pretty good destinations. London, Cancun, Paris and Rome top the list.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. CBS News has learned the pilot of the plane that crashed into a San Diego neighborhood expressed concern about the weather to air traffic controllers minutes before the crash. More from correspondent Carter Evans.
The small plane left a trail of fire through one of the largest U.S. military housing neighborhoods in the country. Just before 4 in the morning, a Cessna 550 jet crashed into the neighborhood during foggy weather. NTSB investigators say it first clipped a power line, then crashed into a home and multiple vehicles. At least three people were killed, all of them believed to be on the plane.
The terror and tragedy of the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers is sinking in for the loved ones of the two victims. Mariam Waba counted Yaron Lashinsky as a close friend.
I think he saw his mission in life as to be a diplomat, not just in his 9-to-5 when he clocked in at work, but throughout his whole day that he was a diplomat with his friends. He was a diplomat at work. He was a diplomat. And he was just the best guy to have around.
Lashinsky was about to become engaged to Sarah Lynn Milgram, the other victim. Interim U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, is looking into additional charges against the accused shooter.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism, and we will add additional charges as the evidence warrants.
President Trump's massive budget bill is out of the House and before the Senate, where CBS's Nancy Cortes says it may be another close vote.
There are some Republicans who feel that the Medicaid cuts are too draconian and too swift. And then you have some conservatives who say that this bill actually adds to the debt fairly significantly.
A Georgia teenager in ICE custody for several weeks following a traffic stop police say shouldn't have happened has been released.
Hugs, tears, and smiles as Jimena Rios Cristobal shares her first moments out of ICE custody on FaceTime with her family. The Dalton teen is no longer in custody at the ICE Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin.
WANF Television's Joe Gorcho, who tells us she and her father still face deportation. Iranian and U.S. negotiators are gathering in Rome for a fifth round of talks for a new nuclear deal, says Iranian state media. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-for-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a really nice Memorial Day weekend on the way with plenty of sunshine, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Memorial Day. Maybe a few sprinkles later Memorial Day, but overall really nice. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow, also Peter Rapine from EFOM's World, talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Ewing. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwalbe.
Let's do it, folks. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday night. Such a great night. Heading into a long weekend. A little extra long for me, because I'm off tomorrow night, too. But long weekend right around the corner, folks. And I'm sure it's going to be well-earned. Whatever you're doing to get you to this point, you're almost there. And you can sit back this weekend, have some bratwursts, some, what else you got, Conrad? Sausages.
Burgers.
Hey, hot dogs.
Beer.
Just stuff your faces until you're sick. That's what long weekends are for. What are you going to eat? Well, seriously, what are you going to a cookout, or what do you think you're going to eat this weekend?
You know, you got to keep it healthy for yourself, you know.
We don't have
got to. Got some chicken, some rice, some
glad
some
I'm not going to
eggs
your house.
And egg whites. I got the good stuff.
That's great. Are you going to like a barbecue or something?
No. I just, you know, that's just what I eat.
It's just how you roll. It's how you ride.
Yeah. Last week I was like, you know, I need to be a little bit more healthy with what I'm eating. So I asked ChatGPT to make me a fitness plan.
Seriously?
And I think it did pretty good.
Wow.
You know, I know what I'm doing in the gym, but when it comes to, you know, eating the right stuff, it can be hard sometimes. So.
Yeah, it is. And it's hard. Like, for a guy like you, you're still a young guy. You could probably eat crappy food for another 10 years.
Well,
you don't want to. I'm not saying you should.
Well, no, see, I have a very slow metabolism, so it adds up pretty quickly.
You do have a slow metabolism?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Well,
how do you measure that?
I think it was the doctor that told me that. When I was younger.
So it's like a clinical thing. Like you actually have a slow metabolism.
I think it's something with blood drawn that you can see that.
Oh, wow.
Because when I was younger, kind of did some blood tests with my mom when I was younger. But
interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's just you got to eat right. And
absolutely.
I'm thinking it's time. I'm turning 26 in 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the longer you, like, I ate a lot of fast food when I was younger, especially when I was doing stand-up and on the road, I ate like crap. And I feel like I'm, you know, you kind of pay the price. You eventually have to pay the check on that. So the quicker you can get to healthy eating at a younger age, I think you're better off. Even, like, weightlifting, all that stuff, you pay, it pays dividends down the road. So, all right, this has been Health Talk with Pete Schwalbe and Conrad Krieger. Well, hey, welcome, folks. We got a great show tonight. First of all, I got to kind of plug both shows because we're not going to be here tomorrow night, but we have a, how does this sound? How is this for a rocking show where we are not even in the studio tomorrow? WBAY's morning anchor, Emerson Lehman, is going to join us. Director Michael Collins will be here talking about his movie Almost Sunrise, which is a documentary about two veterans that walk from Milwaukee to LA to increase awareness for veteran suicides. Beautiful film. And that's the new Wisco Weekend classic pick of the week from yours truly. And we'll also play on the network. And who else do we have? Eliza Cousin will be
new,
here.
New civic media employee.
Latest team member.
Yeah.
And then it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr has agreed to let us pre-record her, and she's a trooper. And that's a four-guest show tomorrow night, folks. So all original stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. There will be no question, unfortunately, which is part of the – that's the only drawback, because it's more fun when we get to read texts and take calls and all that kind of stuff. But we can do that tonight, folks. The phone lines are open, as far as you know. And we do have a great – let's do the question of the night, and then I'll tell what awesome guests we have coming up.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. The question of the night is, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? And I thought of this last night because we've been talking about George Wendt the last couple nights. And it's always harder to me when people that bring laughter pass. They leave a legacy of just total laughter in a career. Like, even George Wendt, you got Cheers. He was in Fletch. He was in Airplane 2. Like, everything, he was in Second City. Everything George Wendt did basically resulted in making other people's lives more pleasurable through laughter, which I think is fantastic. He's also, Conrad, I don't know if you knew this, he's Jason Sudeikis' uncle, Ted Lasso himself.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know how. I didn't really research that, but I thought that was kind of a cool nugget. Anyway, so it got me thinking, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? I'm going to say right now, for me, as much as laughter is a big part of my life, I love to laugh. I love to watch comedians and funny movies, and I grew up watching all that stuff. The biggest loss for me personally, I think, would be Bruce Springsteen. That would make me the most sad. So I'll say The Boss. I'll start things off. Springsteen is 76, still playing three-hour concerts, still singing about what he believes in. That would be a sad day for me and my whole family, really. I think the guy has walked the walk his whole adult life, and even people that disagree with him politically. Look, those have been his songs his whole career. He's been singing about the working man and all that kind of stuff. He is the genuine deal, whether you like him or not. That would make me the most sad. Conrad, what say you?
You know, I would probably say Adam Sandler for me.
Okay.
Because I still really like his movies, and what he's putting out, I think it brings, like, it's like a comfort movie for me.
Right.
It's like, it's always, I know what I'm going to get. It's going to be funny. I'm going to enjoy it. So I'd say him, because I wouldn't want to miss those great movies.
Brought a lot of laughter in his life to a lot of people. So that would be a big one, too. So this is kind of an honor of George Wendt, who I didn't know. But I just it just got me thinking. So what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? Let us know, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching on the stream, shoot us a text on the stream. YouTube, Facebook, or X, or the WGBW website, the WISS website, Google. No, we're not on Google. You can't watch us on Google. Yet. Oh, yet.
You can type in Nightlight with Peach Wob, and then there's links on Google to get to a stream.
A lot of other ways, quicker ways to do it, all right? Don't make extra work for yourself. It's funny you mention AI, because we've got a song. My buddy Mike used AI to make a Peach Wob song. And we will play that in the next segment. So it's very funny. It's silly. And Mike is doing it as a joke, I want to say. I mean, we're friends. He likes me. I think he likes my work. But the song is utterly ridiculous and funny, and you will crack up. And I believe my name is repeated twice in the chorus, which is just a strange thing. But I was cracking up earlier listening to it. We'll play that in the second segment tonight, folks. And get your reaction in, and we'll read your text. And we've got a great show tonight. The Doctors in Recital. Kim Shefchik and the Piats, right?
Yes.
We'll be here in studio.
Yes, they will.
Singing to their heart's content at 6:35. They've got a big event, Cure for Cancer. What's it called, Conrad? I had the poster right here. Now I can't remember it. Kim sent it to me. Stand by, because this is a big deal. This is so much fun. They do the Doctors in Recital concert every year, which is for a great cause. On Stage for Cancer, which happens in July. They're going to sing. We'll probably have them back before then and try to help them increase awareness for On Stage for Cancer. A great, great event. And it's the show is called Serenades for Supper. So there you go. That's fun. So they'll be here in just a few minutes. Always fun to have Kim and the Piats in the studio. And then my pal and Milwaukee-based filmmaker, producer, director, cinematographer, and film professor, Tate Bunker, will be here. Tate's done some great work, and he is an artiste, and we will talk to him about his process and some of his movies. It's just great stuff. So there you go. That's a show. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio, what you think. What celebrity passing would affect you the most or make you the most sad? We got a call, Conrad?
Yes, we do. Brian from Milwaukee.
All right. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, the one passing that would really affect me and get to me would be Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, wow. Now,
he's
listen.
He's still alive.
Yeah, so, he's yeah. in his mid-90s. I think
almost late 90s now. I think
okay.
I think he just turned 98 or 99 like last week or this week.
I think you're right. Isn't it okay? So that's really interesting to me that he's your choice because he is so elderly, but he's left so much in his career for us to enjoy that that would still affect you like that. That's a great answer.
Because I remember watching him as a kid when I was younger.
Yeah,
I would prefer watching the classic shows like Dick Van Dyke and all those other shows that were on TV Land at the time, because absolutely. I preferred that over what was on regular TV, and I still do.
That's fantastic.
And now I don't mind watching the TV and, you know, Nick at Night and stuff like that, but he, just like Lucille Ball and a lot of those others, have great legacies, and considering that he's in his late 90s and he's still singing Barbershop, he's still doing dance, and he's making appearances at award shows, I mean...
That's insane. So great. Thanks for the call, Brian. Outstanding. Thank you. Dick Van Dyke's a good one. And that shows you what kind of track record he has as a celebrity, as an entertainer, as an artist, leaving behind so much stuff for people to enjoy. Great call. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Mission Impossible. The first Mission Impossible was released today. Movie in the Tom Cruise genre, if you will. 1996. And now here we are. On the cusp of the 8th film in the series being released, The Final Reckoning, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, drops in theaters this weekend. I am so excited. We got a big group going Sunday. We'll have a celebration of life on Saturday for a friend of mine, and we're going to go see Mission Impossible, and I cannot think of a better way to spend, well, under the circumstances anyway, Memorial Day weekend. So Mission Impossible, Alien 3, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, the movie was released on this day. I don't know if you've seen that, Conrad, but I do remember the Simpsons used to kind of not make fun of, but they used to have a lot of fun with Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And that was one of Homer's favorite shows. So that's the show, folks. We've got Doctors in Recital here in studio at 6:35 singing The Night Away. They're going to make the popcorn pick of the week also. So they're going to sing and tell you a movie that they all really love and give you a recommendation. So we're getting a lot of bang for our buck at 6:35 with the Doctors in Recital. And then Tate Bunker at 7:35, Milwaukee-based director. We'll talk about that. And in just a couple minutes, we're going to... You just have to hear this. This song was written for me by my friend Mike, all with AI. And, you know... I can't believe it. I'm sure AI does more important things than writing songs about radio hosts, but I will say for what it is, Conrad, it sounds amazing. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good song.
Okay.
But it sounds, you know, I mean, it's clever. What Mike did is really funny. So I think you guys will like it. We'll read some of your texts. We're doing all of that. We got a lot going on here tonight. It's great to have you here. My last live show of the week. I can't believe it's already here. But great to have all of you listening. Please text. Please call. Be part of the show. We are coming right back with a Peachwaba AI song. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. It's Nightlight with Peachwaba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now.
baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so confined. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, for this evening's broadcast. Conrad Krieger riding shotgun, as he so often does. We're going to premiere an AI song about Pete Schwabba. Probably the only radio show in America you'll hear play such a song, given that I'm the host, but it is kind of funny. I think you'll get a kick out of it. We'll read your text. We have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
Let's bang these calls out, huh?
Yeah, Richard from Waukesha.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I got a true story memory of a humorous happening for you.
Okay.
I'm standing in a bus stop shelter, and there's a gentleman in there, and we're talking, and I find out he's a veteran. Okay?
Yeah.
And he was in Vietnam. And we're talking, and I told him, you know, I just heard Bob Hope died. And he said, no, he didn't die. He's in the hospital. So I said, I think I heard he died, but he's really old. He's probably not coming out. It doesn't sound good. And he said, well, I don't know. He said, you know, I met Bob Hope. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, when I was in Vietnam, I went to his show, and I personally met him, and he helped me get through the war, Vietnam.
Wow.
I said, that's pretty cool. He said, matter of fact, I became a fan club member, and I write letters to him.
No kidding.
And I said, really? So now what happened is, on public radio after Bob died, I hear his daughter's interview. His daughter's got a book out about him. And she told him in the hospital bed, the story of two guys at a bus stop shelter saying you died. And she said he laid in bed there laughing so hard he couldn't stand it. And that's the story. And I think it's the true happening.
That is a great story.
You know, he used to always talk about dying in front of the fans.
Yeah.
You know, dying on stage.
Right.
So
that's great.
There it is, written by a veteran in his club, fan club.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Richard. That was fantastic.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Great stuff. We have another call?
Yeah.
Let's take that call, too. That's hilarious. Dave on the stream says Morgan Freeman. Oh, that's good. Clint Eastwood and Steve Martin. He's got three, and those are all titans of industry, of the showbiz industry. Yeah, those would all be huge losses. Morgan Freeman's got to be in his 80s. I know Clint Eastwood's in his 90s, but great answers. So, who do we have, Con?
So the phone is just a little.
Phone's messing up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Caller, I think it was Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
Try us back if you would. We're having some phone issues, but sorry about that. All right, we got to play this song. This is my buddy Mike Desitel, who is from Marinette. He was an extra in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. He is he's a titan of social media, I will say that. Mike is all over the place. He worked here in Green Bay in the news game for years and years, wrote for the Marinette Eagle Herald. He's had a long career in media and TV, and he's a really good dude. And he wrote this song about me. And it's a little weird to introduce a song about yourself, but it's all tongue-in-cheek, and I think you guys will get a kick out of this. What is this called, Conrad? Which one did I?
Pete Schwab's Nightlife.
Pete Schwab's Nightlife. Okay.
Not Nightlight.
Well, we know what we're doing here. All right, go ahead, play it. We'll hear a couple.
The city comes alive with a million watts pumping. We all will survive. Pete Schwab on the air keeps the vibe just right, booming across Wisconsin, lighting up the night. From musicians to magicians, his guests are a treat. In the radio world, he's the king of the beat. Oh, Pete Schwab, he's the big cheese here with laughter and stories. He always draws near. Pete Schwab, he's a hell of a guy on the radio. He'll keep you for a while. He starred in a movie, Godfather of Green Bay. Telling tales of glory in his own special way. A comedian at heart with jokes that ignite. But Big J came around, didn't get it quite right. With a double negative at the comedy club. The crowd went silent, left us all in a rub. Pete took the stage with that glint. Heckled Big Jake, sent him right by and by and by. Pete Schwab, he's a hell of a guy on the radio every night, keeping spirits high. Pete Schwab, he's got a show.
Oh, that, folks, that song actually goes on for 18 minutes. It's like the Inagata DeVita. Mike, thank you, buddy. That was great. Now, we found out, we'll have to get to this Tuesday, but there was another song. He slowed it down. It's one you can slow dance to. A song about Pete Schwab that you can slow dance to, which I think is exactly what the world needs right now.
You know, Todd on the stream said new theme. I think we made it the new
Here's
theme.
Here's the thing. That was AI.
Yeah.
Singer, the music, everything.
All you have to do is type in a little description.
Isn't that crazy?
And it just makes a song for you.
Thank you,
I wonder
you,
what he typed in.
That was fun. Probably Pete Schwab, Pete Schwab.
I'm surprised the AI got the name right.
It's a dessert for all. Thank you, Mike. That was fun. And we'll do it maybe Tuesday. We'll have some more. We can make that our question. We can have people choose between the two different Pete Schwab songs.
There we go.
Todd Michael says, yes, killer theme. All right, Todd. Mike, your work is getting noticed here. Thank you, buddy. All right, our question of the night is, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? Getting our social media responses up and running here. Rich LoCascio says, Billy Joel. Todd Michaels, David Letterman. I'm with you, Todd. Love DL. Nick Wallander from Comedy City says that Larry McCarron or Bill Jartz. A couple local heroes, absolutely. Nikki Zurjev, our pal Nikki, who we miss very much. Tom Hanks, the beloved Tom Hanks. That would be a big loss, too. Daniel Wheeler. I love Daniel's text. He says, Kate McKinnon, because of the heartbreak it would cause to Conrad. Not because she would be dead at 30-something, because of how it would affect Conrad. And Conrad's response.
I'm appreciative of that.
Daniel Wheeler, you're right about that. All right, we'll read more of your texts as the show progresses. Please be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate. Coming up next, the Doctors in Recital in the house.
The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Holiday travel is underway as Chris Van Cleve reports.
AAA expects a record 45.1 million Americans to travel this Memorial Day weekend, breaking a record set in 2005. While the vast majority will drive, they expect the number of flyers to edge up about 2% over last year.
People in a San Diego neighborhood were shocked awake by a small jet crashing yesterday.
I opened the door. I see my neighbor's car explode. Stuff is on fire. First thing I do is run upstairs, grab my children, my wife, and I'm in my underwear. I just walk out.
Three plane passengers were killed. Court documents say the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington was captured on surveillance video outside the Capitol Jewish Museum the two had just exited. Interim U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro.
This is a horrific crime, and these crimes are not going to be tolerated by me and by this office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is gonna be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a really nice Memorial Day weekend on the way with plenty of sunshine, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Memorial Day. Maybe a few sprinkles later Memorial Day, but overall really nice. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
I cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Oh, it's a Thursday Night Light episode. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. My weekend is starting tonight, folks. So yours probably will start tomorrow. Either way, we are in the home stretch, hanging out here. The weather's supposed to get a little better. So hopefully everyone will have a great weekend on Memorial Day. Exciting. Tate Bunker is here. He is a Milwaukee-based director who will join the show in the second hour at 7:35. We'll read some of your texts. We've got Doctors in Recital in the studio. Kim Shevchik and Paul and Chris Piat. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We are good. We are
so
good.
So much fun.
We are so grateful to be back, and we're wearing actually our other hat tonight with On Stage for Cancer, which is conflicting, right? Because Doctors in Recital,
yeah,
like Dr. Jekyll, Doctors in Recital, and then On Stage for Cancer, Hyde.
Well, right? I thought... Mm-hmm. Oh, so this does not, that's not like the name of your, you guys need like a, just a threesome band name, you know? How about threesome?
That's a good idea.
Paul wants to call it Free Beer.
I do not want to call it threesome.
I think a great band name would be Free Beer, because people would show up.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But is it Three Beer, but you just mispronounce it Free Beer?
No, it's Free Beer.
Free, like it's free.
Because if it's not free, nobody's going to come to listen to us.
No, but there's three of us.
Oh, come on,
get it?
Paul.
Free. We meant to say Three Beer.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people would show if it was threesome, too.
With the wrong idea, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
show
well
up with a bottle of, oh, if Kristen Lierley was here, we know what she'd bring. Okay, oh, that's inside joke. They don't go over well on radio. Either way, whatever you guys call yourselves,
we know,
or whatever your side
hustles
or hobbies are, I don't want to know. I'm just glad to have you guys here.
We love being here. And we love when you let us talk about things that are important to us.
So yeah, well, we appreciate it. And we were talking about the four of us getting tattoos.
We were.
During maybe one visit, and we could do that on the air. Con, what do you think about that?
As a fun.
Do you need a tattoo artist? I could do it. I've never done one before. But.
Oh, well, that you sold like that, Conrad. Great.
What better way to learn?
No.
You would, can start on Pete.
I would say that.
By the time you get to me, it might be okay.
I don't know what he's doing. This is the popcorn pick of the week, by the way.
Yes.
Did we hear the music and I just missed it?
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. The Doctors in Recital, Kim Shevchik, Paul and Chris Piat are here, and they are beautiful singers. We're going to talk to them a little bit about their movie preferences. So thank you for agreeing to do the Popcorn Pick of the Week.
Yes.
Absolutely. Even though, as I understand, the Piat's just found out about this a couple
minutes
ago.
But they love surprises.
Okay. Oh, yes.
We love surprises.
We sure do.
All right. So since there are three of you, we'll do this in order. This will be very orderly. Let's start with movies, and then before we hear your beautiful voices, which I can't wait for, but what genre is typically your favorite? Let's start with Kim.
I like historical fiction.
Ooh, okay.
I specifically like a little bit of drama and a little bit of love story. World War II movies, those are my favorite.
Nice. All right.
Chris? It depends on my mood. I mean, the rom-com is always nice when you just want to kind of not think. But I do like action.
You do? Did not know this about her.
Wow, you guys are supposed to be friends.
We're besties, yeah.
Wow.
We don't watch movies.
You don't watch
together,
movies
though.
Together, yeah.
No. Because neither of us are good at watching movies.
No.
Sound like
no, we're both like multitasking during a movie. That's
not what we picked.
They'll be creating a nonprofit organization while they're watching a movie.
Yes, that's actually true.
That's type A movie watching. Yeah. What about you, Paul? What's your favorite genre?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do enjoy the psychological thriller.
Ooh, okay.
I like something that keeps you thinking about it for a day or two later.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Have you ever seen House of Games, Joe Mantegna? That's kind of a con hustle. Have you ever seen The Sting?
Oh, yes.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford.
Long time ago.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Great stuff. Yep. Those are all outstanding genres. How do you guys like to watch movies? Let's start with Paul this time. Do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home? What's your tactic?
I like snuggling up on the couch at home.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. Theater's fun, but no.
Can you watch a movie like that? I feel like I'd fall asleep in about 2 seconds.
I can't. Yeah.
Oh, at home all the way.
She'll be sleeping right away.
Okay.
Well, at home because I can do things. People have frowned upon it in the theater. Actually, yeah, if you're doing other things, you will fall asleep.
So I will multitask during a movie, I actually like going to the theater.
Yeah, me too.
I love the big screen. I like the smell of the popcorn. I always get popcorn. I always get snacks. I'm that person who's got the full lap. Oh,
yeah. It is tough because when you're at the theater, you don't look at your phone as much. Hopefully not at all. You've silenced it in that. And when my wife and I watch movies at home, one time we had one. We have a good sized couch. And we were both kind of laying there, kind of cuddled up watching a movie. And I could tell she was asleep. She's laying in front of me, so I can't see her eyes, but not a peep the whole movie. She fell asleep during the opening credits, wakes up during the closing credits, and says, "So what happened?"
Oh,
that's
man.
My favorite.
Nope.
Nope. You get to watch it again.
Exactly.
So that happened with me and my husband. We were watching Conclave. He fell asleep at the beginning. He wakes up towards the end. He goes, "What happened?" I said, "They picked a new pope."
Yeah. Oh, that's the, that's the way to go. Did you hear when they picked the new pope? All the cardinals were watching Conclave?
No way.
Swear. That was a real story.
Do you think they watched it and were like, "Oh, that's not how it happens"? Do you think they critiqued the...
Totally.
Well, apparently it was pretty close to... Are you Catholic, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. 16 years of Catholic school.
Yes.
Now, first they picked a guy who was a mechanic. So maybe they didn't know what they were doing and they went to the movie. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Never know. All right, let's keep this going. All right, okay. Favorite movie snack, Kim? We'll start here.
Well, okay, I like traditional popcorn, but I like Milk Duds.
Oh, you stole mine.
That was
Conrad
mine too.
Hates Milk Duds.
What?
Your dentist
so
loves
chewy.
That you.
Oh, I love that you can eat it and it takes like 20 minutes to disappear.
That's the worst thing about
you
it.
Are no longer doing my tattoo.
He hates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, you just lost that privilege.
Conrad hates chewy goodness. What about you?
Oh, that's my answer. Popcorn and Milk Duds.
No kidding. Now, my wife likes popcorn and like Bunch of Crunch or chocolate, but. The Milk Duds is interesting. I don't even know what a milk.
It's chocolate and caramel.
But is it chocolate or
caramel?
Oh, yeah.
Coated in chocolate.
Look, I haven't had a Milk Dud since the 70s because I'm kind of a contemporary guy.
That's one of my earliest memories is going to see Superman in the movie theater and having Milk Duds.
Ooh, nice.
Was that your first great memory? Was that your first movie?
It might have been my first movie. That or Benji.
My first movie in the theater was Top Gun.
Oh,
no kidding. Yeah. Oh, you're a kid, Paul.
I am.
He is a baby. He's the youngest.
No, not the one that just came out, Pete.
Yeah. Yes, you're four. What is your favorite snack, Paul?
Well, I do like the Milk Dud as well, but Raisinets.
Raisinets? Another popular one. Absolutely. Doctors in Recital, if that is your real name, are here in the studio. Kim Shefchik, Paul and Chris Piatt. They're going to sing for us soon. We're talking about movies right now. And making the popcorn pick of the week as we do every Thursday night here at Nightlight. So where do you guys, let me ask you this. You're at a theater and there's a bunch of young punks, John, running their traps. What do? You tell them to be quiet? Do you get the theater people to do it? Do you give them dirty looks?
Dirty looks.
Do you ignore it?
I'm a dirty looker.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, she's a middle school teacher, so she's got this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mama puts her foot down.
Like, the three of us in the theater together, Kim and I aren't even going to have to do anything. Mm-mm. We're just going to let her do the thing, and we're just going to keep watching the movie.
Okay.
It's usually just a look.
Yeah.
You can do it with a look. But if I have to go over a look, I can do that.
Here's what I do. I just say, typically, I'll just say, shh, kind of, because I feel like that's sort of not as invasive as, hey, come on, or seriously, or this isn't your living room, or something like that. I've done that on occasion, but typically I just like to do a subtle shush. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it effective? Does it work?
Sometimes, yeah. Huh. It doesn't happen that often, but we have a theater in Marinette where sometimes kids just go there to hang out. They're like, you know what? I'd rather pay $8 and talk somewhere where there's sound and picture going on instead of in their cars or whatever. So that drives me crazy. Mm. But I don't know.
What's the last movie you saw in the theater?
Warfare. Warfare. Really Warfare. Deep movie. A couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's a new movie about, well, about war, Iraq. The director is a guy who, it was his platoon in Iraq, and they came under heavy fire. And I'll watch war movies. I don't like to watch them, but this was
an incredible.
You love war movies.
I do. I really love war movies.
Freaked, I don't like
I think
that.
It's the explosion and the dismemberment I like,
well,
says Kim.
Well, I would say the dismemberment is not a high point. That whole Band of Brothers, and
Some of them are great movies. There's no question about that. I'm not, but some of them, like this was intense.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, these guys in this unit were like kind of concussed, and some of them were really injured. And it was so hard to watch. And but you know what? You left the theater saying, you know, if you want to support troops, don't send them where they don't have to be, or only send them if they really have to. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what the director was trying to say too. But all right. So, what kind of movie? Big Marvel film? Franchise film? Like Mission Impossible 8 opens this week?
I boycotted Tom Cruise ever since the couch incident.
Oh, you need to come back around, Kim.
No, I refuse.
Conrad, have her removed. put a man on her.
Can we at least talk about how he's sold his soul to the devil somehow to look the way he looks at his age? Like, it's just ridiculous.
He is a freak.
There's something wrong.
True. He's 82.
There's something wrong.
82. Well, look, the guy has all these movie stars, they have access to the best health stuff.
True.
The guy's got his quirks. I don't disagree with you, but I've said this before, I think earlier in the week. I loved him in Risky Business and All the Right Moves, and he did Taps. Then he went into the Scientology and danced on Oprah's couch. Mm-hmm. But now he has won me back over. He does not make a bad movie. He is a perfectionist. And we had a clip of him. It was a joke he played on a friend of his. He had a friend, he's a pilot, and he took this flight. And there was another guy in the front seat and a friend of his in the back seat. The friend back in the back seat would not shut up. So Tom Cruise took the flight up really high, really fast, forcing the friend to pass out. But the best thing is him telling the story. I think it was David Letterman or something. He couldn't even catch his breath. Like, it was so diabolical. He's laughing because his friend couldn't
breathe.
And he's like, he wasn't in any danger. He kept insisting. I just think he seems like a interesting guy.
He's an interesting guy.
Makes good.
Yes, that's fair. That's safe.
All right. So have you ever cried during a movie? Paul, let's start with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know offhand what it was?
Oh, there's been multiple.
Okay.
I mean, any good, you know, get on your desk movie.
Yeah.
At the end to save the professor or.
Oh, that's a great one.
I hope you know what I'm referring
to. Absolutely.
Braveheart.
Braveheart, okay.
Bawling my eyes out with my mom after that ended. We were just like dumbfounded. We couldn't believe what we had just watched.
Yeah, that's a great answer, but, Chris.
I can tell you the movie, hands down, that I cried the most.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Me too.
Like, literally the entire movie was The Shack.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was the entire movie.
My face was
The Shack.
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal.
I don't know that movie. The Shack.
It's like a spiritual, religious type experience that this man has, and it is pretty powerful.
Okay. Yeah, well.
And God is a woman.
God is a woman.
Oh.
And you meet the Holy Spirit, and they're all a different ethnicity. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
three
I love
and
that.
One.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's why it was so cool. It was so cool. Movie. It's really, really good.
Do you think it's weird when people still say he with God? Because I'm like, we don't know what. Who knows? Right. You know.
Agreed.
I don't know. Not to make this weird, Kim.
That's what you need to be.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I've definitely cried at lots of movies. I'm trying to think the last one. You
Stripes.
Know, anything where there's anything where there's a old person who, you know, like overcomes anything. I the old people get me. Oh, the dog movies, The Art of Racing in the Rain. That movie, I cry.
All right. We're going to do more. We're going to get the popcorn pick of the week when we come back. We're going to dry our eyes and we'll come back and we'll get each of their popcorn pick. And then they are going to sing, folks. You don't want to miss that. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a piece of my daddy never had.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Lights with Pete Schwalbe. I am Pete Schwalbe. The kid Conrad Krieger is riding shotgun as usual. Brian from Milwaukee said, not the lube again. Eye roll. Oh, Kristen Lyerly has left a lasting legacy on this show. Hey, this is fun, folks. On Stage for Cancer is here. I was referring to you guys as the doctors in a recital, which you are for part of the year.
We are for part of the year.
But we're going to talk about this great event after we get your popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if we could have a drum roll, that would be outstanding. Kim Shevchik, your popcorn pick of the week.
Well, I am a little bit of nostalgic with Forrest Gump.
Oh, nice.
It was my first date with my husband.
Oh.
And I still enjoy watching it.
Okay.
And I've been to several of the places where it was filmed.
Yeah. Do you still enjoy your husband?
Most of the time. Okay.
Whenever we have a fight, we just put in Forrest Gump. It was a nice trip down memory lane. That's a great one. What about you, Chris?
The American President.
Oh, nice. Look at this. Not a typical tearjerker, though? Or I mean, there's some emotional stuff
there. There's some emotional stuff. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why. I just
like, did you want to be president? Is that why?
I'd be so good.
Oh, why not a middle school teacher? I'm fine with that. So what about you, Paul?
Well, sticking with the tearjerker theme from before the break, a movie that I loved was I Am Sam.
Great
music, wonderful acting. I mean, it's a sad story, but it's definitely worth a watch.
None of these have been picked yet as the popcorn pick of the week, so I love all of those answers, you guys. Thank you for
us weird.
Well, definitely that, but
unique.
Yes.
I heard unique.
That is unique. All right. On Stage for Cancer is this outstanding event you guys have. It's coming up July 31st. So it's a ways off, but people can start getting prepared, getting their tickets, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So right now you can get a table, a reserved table of 8. So it's at Riverside Ballroom. We have, we're going to have dinner and then we will entertain with a very amazing show that Chris is putting together. And it is essentially what a lot of people are doing other than our sponsors are reserving a table in memory or in honor of a cancer thriver. So, for example, I lost my mom to cancer in the last year, so we are having a table that will be in honor of her, and so some of our family will be at it. So that's what we're encouraging people to do. We're also going to hopefully sell tickets and hopefully have live stream as well. We will have live stream as well. So even if we sell out the event, because, you know, you can only fit so many people in, we'll have live stream tickets too.
So are you going to do another backstage thing like you did for Doctors and Yourself? That was so fun.
Actually,
you were like,
we can, because the night are you Wednesday night?
Monday
too?
Through Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, the night before, we'll have rehearsal.
Awesome.
Totally in for that.
All right. Yes, that'd be awesome. We have to do that. That would be really fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
It's called Serenades for Supper.
Yeah.
So you get food, you get drink, you get all that kind of stuff, I assume, with a nice ticket package.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
We'll have an auction. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. We'll also have, in our live auction, we'll be auctioning off art, live art, that is being painted during our numbers. And then at intermission, we'll actually live auction off the art that Trisha Spice will be doing. We have a wine and liquor pull. We've got...
What is that exactly, a wine and liquor pull?
Oh.
Sounds obscene.
Where's Jackie? Jackie, where are you? You're in charge of that.
Basically, pay some money, you get some corks, and then they draw your number, and then you take the wine or the...
You get to... You assorted. Pick a bottle.
Yeah. It's like a raffle.
And it could be a $100 bottle, or it could be a $10 bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, what a jip. If you get the $10...
They're all going to be very, very valuable, Pete, I'm sure. And probably come with milk
I didn't mean to denigrate. Okay, you're right.
Tape to every bottle.
Individual tickets, $62.50, dinner, drinks, silent auction, live auction, singing, dancing, and so much more. What will you guys be doing? Will you be performing there?
We are.
Okay.
Kim is leading Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh, love it.
Paul's going to be singing James Taylor's How Sweet It Is. And Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Great tune.
Yep.
Excited.
I would imagine.
I heard it here first. Turf.
You got a lot of time to practice, though, Paul. That's okay.
I sent an email out if you didn't read it.
And we do have the Power Tool Horns with us, and they're incredibly talented. We've got some all sorts of wonderful local musicians donating their time and talent as well.
So much fun. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6, performances to follow. So people are going to be dancing to those songs, or you have a separate DJ, or how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, so some of the numbers, there will be people in the show dancing, and then there is one number where everyone is invited to dance along.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Do you guys need me to dance? If you need me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not joking. I am a phenomenal dancer.
I'm serious. Well, are you going to do your show that night? Probably, so you can come after your show.
What do you think, Con?
You could do your show live.
Yeah, we could take the show on the road.
Ooh, we could do that.
Fun. I like it.
My nickname was growing up, Golden Feet. That's the kind of dancer I am.
Okay, we need to explore this. Yeah,
Kim is looking like he might be serious, but there's no way he is.
That
That's
is
the look.
Totally the look I was giving. Good read.
All right. How should we do this? Because I want you guys to do a couple tunes. Can we have them play us to the break, Con?
Yeah.
And then we'll have more time.
Yeah, we have about a minute. So.
Is there something you want to play just to get us to the news?
Perfect.
Intermission coming up here, folks. On Stage for Cancer, Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piette are in the studio here. They're going to sing something to take us to the break, and we'll have a little more time after, and they can sing something else too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right, whatever you want.
The fox went out on a chilly night. Came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh,
you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the great goose by the neck, he threw the duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh. The old gray woman jumped out of bed.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A vigil at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. for two staffers shot and killed outside a Jewish museum Wednesday night. We're learning more about the 30-year-old suspect. An FBI document shows the murders were calculated. CBS's Anna Schechter.
On May 20th, we learned that he flew on a United flight from Chicago to Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., and he brought the 9mm handgun that he used in the attack with him on that flight.
The victims, Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, were planning to get engaged in Jerusalem next week. Milgram's father, Robert.
She was a peace builder. She has always, since college, she's had a very strong feeling for Israel, and she's also had a very strong desire to figure out and help to broker a peace.
Federal investigators still